Hi, everyone. Thank you for having some patience with me. Computers are not my strong suit, although I am in IT. So, my name is Sunita Ruiter. I am the community manager of OpenStef, and I work at Oleander. So let's get into a little bit of background. So Oleander is a distributed grid operator. So we are responsible for the distribution of energy in both electricity and gas in about a third of the Netherlands. So I think we all know these kinds of graphs. So this is energy consumption on some place in the Netherlands. However, we have no idea what's going to happen in the future. Well, this is where OpenStef comes in. OpenStef stands for Open Short Term Energy Forecast. So instead of our question mark, we actually know what's going to happen. So after this very short introduction, let's talk about what I'm going to talk about today. So first of all, I'll start with the challenges on the grid and why we actually need OpenStef. Then I'll talk about OpenStef, of course. And finally, I really want to discuss our recent developments and collaborations. So the challenges on the grid. So when everything was still good and easy on the electricity grid, it looks like this. So on the left, you see one big producer, just one direction energy flow, and then we have our consumers. Fairly easy. However, due to the energy transition, I think you're all aware, it looks like this. So very chaotic. So on the production side, we have a distributed production due to our solar and wind, both on the mid and low voltage, but also at our consumers. And on the consumption side, we have the issue that our consumption has exponentially increased. We heard a lot about EV charging over here. Well, those electrical vehicles need electricity through the grid. And this is where our capacity issues start. So this is a map of the Netherlands, and I think you can all guess that red is bad. So on the red parts, we actually have no capacity available. So let's say that you want to start a company in one of these areas. We cannot connect you. So you get no power from us because we just simply have none to give. But of course, we are all very smart, innovative people, so we have some solutions. So one of these solutions is actually to shave the peak if we expect grid limitations to be surpassed. So on this left image, you see a forecast on the load on, for example, a transformer. Well, we see a very clear peak, and this is where our grid limitations are surpassed. So our solution is just to say, shave the peak. So for example, if this is production, we just ask one of our solar farms to just shut off for a little while. Of course, they get money for this, but that's something else. And then this is the result. So our grid limitations are not surpassed and nothing breaks. So great. But then able to do this, we do need to know this left image. So we actually need accurate forecasts. And this is where we have OpenStef. So again, OpenStef stands for Open Short Term Energy Forecasting. And let me explain a little bit more about it. So first of all, what the hell is it? Well, it's a complete software stack to forecast the load on the electricity grid, but it's energy forecast, so it could also do it for heat. And it's automated machine learning pipelines. So it's a step-by-step process which is automated to make a forecast. So in these dark blue boxes is all everything that OpenStef can do. And I'll talk a little bit more about it. So what does the software look like? So first of all, you need a database. This is one that you have to make yourself, of course. But we do have OpenStef DBC, OpenStef Database Connector. And this is able to get all of your data from your database. And then we get into OpenStef. Already talked about pipelines, so of course, these are in the software overview. And these are part of the tasks orchestration. Then we have data pre-processing, which includes data validation. So for example, if you see a lot of flatliners, we're able to cancel these out of your input data. And then we have something very interesting, feature engineering. So in this feature engineering, we're, for example, able to calculate the wind speed at the height of a windmill from the wind speed on the ground. And we're also able to calculate the lagged load for one timestamp. And then, of course, we're machine learning pipelines, so we have some machine learning in there. So we're using open source models such as XGBoost to make our machine learning models. So we're able to train, optimize hyperparameters, of course make a forecast, and we're also able to make a split forecast to our Dazzles model. And finally, we are able to evaluate our forecasts, store our model, and do some post-processing. So let's look into the methodology on a really high level. So on the left, we have our target, the load. This is what we actually want to forecast. Then we have some external predictors. So we have our weather forecast, market prices, and typical profiles of companies and households. From these external predictors, we can actually calculate our derived features. So this is the feature engineering I just talked about. So we're able to calculate lag loads for each timestamp, but also to have some derived weather features, such as, for example, the wind speed at the height of a windmill. And furthermore, calendar info. It really matters if you are forecasting on a Sunday or Christmas compared to a Monday. And then we can train a single model for all our lead times. So here you can see what the data, for example, looks like. So you have a daytime with increments of 15 minutes, our target, and external predictors. You can also see here that we have the Dutch energy prices in there. So if you have multiple training horizons, we just simply duplicate our data and use this for our training horizons. And then, if there are questions about it, please ask me in the break, but I don't have time to go into this in 15 minutes. We can, with our trained model, now actually make this forecast. And of course, we want it to look nice. So we have this beautiful Grafana dashboard, which actually summarizes all of the information that you need for your forecast. So let's look into it. First and foremost, our forecast. So the red line on the left is actually the load that has been historically measured. And then we see here the yellow lines is our forecast. Well, now you see that there are a lot of yellow lines. What do those mean? Well, those are actually the quantiles. So you have actually a certainty in your forecast. And this can be actually useful if for a certain location, you're quite sure what your forecast is going to be. You can go into another quantile than if you have a location where you have a lot of factors that you actually don't know anything about. And also very nice, our feature importance plot. So here in the feature importance plot, we can see our lag loads and some other features. And this is actually nice, so you can see for every location which features are important for your forecast. So for example, here we see radiation. I don't think it's readable for you, but it says radiation. So you know that there are quite some solar parks or solar panels behind, for example, your substation. Wind speed is nowhere to be seen, so probably no windmills in that area. So this was really short about OpenStef. Let me see how much time I have left.
6 minutes,
perfect. Okay, so community and upcoming events. One of the main things that has really changed in OpenStef this last year is our community. So before it was just Alejandro who actually created it together with RTE working on OpenStef. And now it looks like this. So let me go over every company really quick. So Alejandro, that's where I'm from, talked about that enough. RT actually working on OpenStef for quite a while, and they're actually ready to implement it very soon. RT International just joined us this year. They have a very nice proof of concept, and they're going to work on it further. Fidon has actually been using OpenStef quite long. I've heard some terms leechers this today. Well, that was Fidon up to actually a month ago. So we contacted them, and they were like, oh yeah, we found some bugs, we fixed it, we can implement this. So they actually joined our community as of this year. Sigrum is still working on a proof of concept and seeing if they want to replace their own forecasting model with OpenStef. And Shell is working on OpenStef DBC and seeing if they can use their method of data importance. Now, I hope everyone feels like they want to try OpenStef. Well, you're in luck because we are organizing a workshop. So on the Friday, the 1st of March from 2 to 4, we were organizing a workshop. And I would like everyone who's interested to join. So you'll get a better introduction to OpenStef and also a little bit more of the technical details. It will be virtual and you will get really a hands-on experience. So you get some example notebooks from us where you have to make your own exercises, and you can actually make your own forecast with OpenStaff and see how easy it is. If you want to sign up, just scan the QR code over here, and it would be very nice. I also have it on the next slide for people who are too slow. So, want to know more about OpenStaff, maybe even before you sign up for the workshop, we of course have our GitHub website, documentation, etc. You're only one command away from using OpenStaff. And if there's anything you want to ask or give some comments or anything, you can just send me an email or send me a message on LinkedIn. So thank you for your time, and I welcome any questions. Who's running the microphone?
I'll try to do my best. Please feel free to guess to find the best path.
Hello. First of all, thank you so much. This was very interesting. And I have no experience, have never heard of OpenStaff before reading on the FOSDEM website. I have one question about the data collection. Do you provide like some examples or standards on how and where to fetch data, because the data sources vary? I tried, I looked.
So a very good question, I think. This is something that a community indeed struggles with. So for the Netherlands, we actually do have those sources because we are using them ourselves. For other countries, we're still working on it to see if we can find some open data for everyone. But if you're interested, you can always send me an email and I'll see what we have. Yeah, great.
Hi, it's Mine. I'm from Red Hat, so obviously I will ask the question about scaling this, right? How will you standardize and scale this? Because as a project, it sounds super interesting, but how are we going to scale this to 49,000 substations or millions of smart meters at home?
Yeah. Very good question. This is actually something we're working on right now. So we are actually employing our OpenStaff stack on Dexter, probably anytime soon, and seeing if we can actually scale from that. Currently, we have it scaled up at, I think, 100 substations. And if you're curious how, we have a reference implementation on our GitHub, and you can see all the information there on how we deploy this. Thanks.
We'll talk about it, hopefully.
Yeah, sure.
Can you pass it?
Sure thing. I have a question about the data sources. Is there any thought